The demonstration began at 7 p.m. in a park called Below Garden. Activists and religious leaders spoke and condemned the killings of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling.
Stand up, Dallas! Texas got to stand up. We can't come together just when there's a killer.
A peaceful march began around 8:15. It was sundown, close to 9. I paused next to the Bank of America building, set my phone down on a metal sign, and adjusted my camera settings. As it got darker, the street was almost empty. A breeze kicked up. Then, several consecutive loud bangs. I was confused at first, but as soon as I saw police officers running for cover, I realized those bangs were gunshots. I hit record on my iPhone and crouched behind that metal sign, not knowing whether I was out of the shooter's range. Cops tried to aim their rifles while taking cover behind their cars. One officer saw me and yelled, "Run back! Get out of here!" Unaware that I was leaving my phone behind, I ducked into the nearest police car. I waited. Then I ran towards Below Garden and noticed a news van of the local Univision TV station. I saw reporter Laura Cruces and asked to borrow her phone to check in with my editor at KERA and with KUVN's news anchor, Ana María Vargas. She's my mother. I hunkered down with Cruces and photographer William Castro inside the van until the scene was declared safe. The three of us sat inside the van for 7 hours. Twitter and the radio kept us updated about the standoff and the rumors of bombs in the area.
The suspect is deceased.
After police confirmed that the shooter had been killed, I got out of the van. An officer rescued my cell phone, but my car was still stuck behind crime scene tape. I walked a mile back to KERA, arrived at 6 a.m., and crashed on a couch. I wouldn't get to reclaim my car for 4 days. And when I did, it came with a little souvenir. Holes, where a bullet pierced through the front bumper. For KERA News, I'm Javier Giribet.